Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore our daily anomalies. This week, I have a couple stories from the Does This Happen to You blog on the theme Adventures in Grocery Shopping. And here is Tween Hoard. I chose the wrong time to shop at Safeway. As I pull into the parking lot, the middle schoolers stream across it like a flowing river of pent-up energy. School is back in session. I avoid Safeway at 3 p.m., but it's 4 p.m. Apparently, the kids get let go later in the day. Another crucial fact to file away. I pick up a little black cart and turn left into the produce section. This section is taboo for the junior high set. They turn right and make a beeline for the candy, pastry, and Starbucks. I quietly shop the produce and dairy sections. I ignore the din coming from the right side of the store, where the horde is congregating. I focus as I head toward the deli and meat section on the south end. The cacophony remains at an extreme level. I pick out my seltzer water selection, turn, and discover the horde forming into smaller groups. The mob ignores anyone not their parent and taller than 5'3". I squeeze my cart between the buzzing group and the end cap. I concentrate on the meat section until the bread and pastry section frees up. Heading back to the dairy section to grab the yogurt, which dropped off my list, I notice the noise level back to normal. Their treats chosen and paid for, the majority of the swarm headed home. As I pulled up to the checkout, a gaggle of stragglers, donuts clutched in their little hands, pushes in behind me. The little red-headed girl chatters with her two companions. Her overstuffed backpack stabs me in the side with each gesture. My checker gets distracted for a few seconds by a portion of the mob addicted to Starbucks, giggling and laughing as they wait for their order to come up, ready to get juiced up on caffeine and sugar. Relieved, I survive the extreme decibels and horde-hunting packs with only a few bruised ribs. I sigh as I enter the now serene parking lot. Musical chairs on wheels. Trader Joe's is a unique specialty grocery store with wonderful products but small parking spaces. I love the store but hate the parking lot. It's a scratch and dent lot at best, and I always plan my arrival at off times. Lately, this is an impossible mission. You see, the parking spaces are even more limited due to construction over the parking area. I have trouble parking at 2 p.m. on a Thursday now. Finding a parking space resembles musical chairs. We line up and circle around the lot until a space comes open, or you're brave enough to squeeze your car into a space an inch bigger than your car is. Last week, on the second time around the circle, the tan SUV in front of me stopped. I glanced left and jumped into a spot near a column. I narrowly missed the column, darting behind the SUV. Relieved, I stepped out of my car to retrieve my grocery bags out of the trunk. The man in a gray SUV next to me partially backed out, pulled back in, and then attempted to back out again. Horns blared, and I glanced nervously around. Are they honking at me? It's a legitimate parking spot, and I didn't see anyone else near it. I beheld the tan SUV still firmly in place with at least 5 cars behind it. The parking lot is a one-way, one-car, no-passing lane. Musical chairs on wheels grinds to a halt. A woman walks up to the tan SUV from her car, stuck in the 5-car lineup. She bangs on the tan SUV driver's side window, begging the woman to move, explaining no one can drive by her and she's blocking the exit of at least 5 cars. The tan SUV exhibits no remorse, playing a game of her own called Be an Ass. She plans to wait for the space ahead of her to open and damn the consequences. I count myself lucky and escape into the store before tensions reach a boiling point. 20 minutes later, when I finish my shopping, the tan SUV has claimed its space and a new game of grab a scratch and dent spot is already afoot. Rattled by the parking lot horror show, I shopped at a Trader Joe's farther north this week, located in a shopping center with piles of parking spots. I couldn't handle another game of musical chairs with an ass for a scratch and dent spot. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. You'll find me on Twitter at ChrisKKArya, Pinterest, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Remember, it's Chris with a K. I'm always looking for fun stories to narrate, so if you're an author or writer with a story which fits the Does This Happen to You theme, please contact me or comment on my Podbean page. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.